221 Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, the Boers and Bernstein Show, going now to the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Want to win $2,500? Visit homerunin.com for details. We welcome Bulls head coach, and that is something we will likely be saying
for a long time now.
For the next 4 years, he just got a nice contract extension. Tom Thibodeau is with us on The Score. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. It took a while to get this done.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is I was never really worried about it. Jerry's been great to me since the first day that I arrived. So I always felt confident that it would be worked out. This is where I wanted to be, and I knew he wanted me here. So, and I feel great about the players that we have, and it's a great city. So it had all the things that I was looking for.
How has your relationship with your immediate bosses evolved? And I know all healthy basketball relationships do have some give and take. There's not everybody agreeing all the time. There are some different forces at work, some different interests at work. But as Gar Forman has settled into his position as general manager, and the shared responsibilities with John Paxson, I know, have changed some things. But what is the state of that relationship now with them?
No, it's great. I mean, I think it's important for the organization to have a shared vision, and it starts with Jerry and, of course, Michael Reinsdorf and John and Gar, down through the coaching staff and our best players. And so, you know, we may not necessarily agree on everything, but you have to have a shared vision. And when there is a disagreement, once it's over, and you have to align. And I think that this organization has done that. It's, you know, it's one of the great organizations in the league. And we're very fortunate to have the type of players that we do.
You know, it's interesting, Tom, because you say you were never worried about it, but I think the fact that, and probably rightfully so, but I think the fact that it wasn't happening with a lot of people that followed the team, they were just kind of wondering what the hell was wrong here. Why? Because it would seem to me like an absolute no-brainer to do it. Not that, you know, organizations are all in a hurry to do it, but it would just seem like a really easy decision to make to keep you around.
Right. And again, I think a lot of it has to do with my relationship with Jerry. And he had pretty much assured me after after the first year that we were going to work something out. So Jerry's always been a man that keeps his word. So I never worried about it. And, you know, I felt, okay, in time it'll be taken care of. And that's exactly what he did.
Where is this Bulls team now, sort of relative to the high expectations of the last couple years? And there's just been a radical remodeling of the roster, that the so-called bench mob is now no more, and with Derek out for a while. How do you coach this team to reasonable expectations internally and externally this year?
Well, I think each and every year you're faced with new and different challenges. Now, this one's going to be a little bit bigger than usual because there'll be seven new faces, but it's not something that we haven't done before. 2 years ago, we were faced with the same thing. So then it becomes, you know, the willingness of the bench players to not only look at themselves individually, but to look at themselves more collectively, and to play to each other's strengths, cover each other's weaknesses, and then play for each other. And I thought that's what the value of our last group was. And, of course, Taj is still there. And I like the makeup of the new guys that we have, so we'll wait and see. But I'm excited about the possibilities.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we always were sure of, Tom, was that your relationship with Derrick Rose. And we know, we've seen over the years in the NBA that how many superstars have we seen that don't get along with the coach, and then pretty soon the coach isn't there anymore. That certainly doesn't appear to be a problem with Derrick Rose and you. So we knew for sure not only was Jerry in your corner, it seemed Derrick was as well.
Oh, trust me, you know, like, and you guys all know him because you've seen him for a long time.
Yep.
We are very, very fortunate to have a franchise player like Derrick, because not only is he a great player, he's an even better person. So I know that's hard to come by in this league. And not only Derrick, but along with the rest of the captains, when you look at Joakim and Luol and Carlos, you need your best players to help sell your vision to the rest of the team. And I think that all those guys, all four, have done that. But Derrick has been very, very special. And, he's the type of guy that's only going to get better and better. You know, he's approached his rehab great. He's coming along well, and he's been a great leader.
I'm curious tactically as well, because a couple of years ago, your offense ran a lot of the base flex actions and the continuity actions from that. When Richard Hamilton arrived, we saw more of the classic double stack type stuff, single double actions, and real two guard stuff. Hamilton's back, and Rose is not here. So what tactical shifts in general, big picture, might we sort of see with the roster you have as it's currently constructed?
Well, overall, philosophically, you don't want to change. You want to be an inside-out team. You want to be a low-turnover team, and you want to share the ball. But then the next step from there is to play to each player's strengths. And you're right, Rip is more of a catch-and-shoot guy, and he's been one of the best in the league for a long time, so you want to try to take advantage of that as much as you can. And that's part of the team playing smart, to play, you know, play to each other's strengths, cover up weaknesses, share the ball with each other, try to score as many easy baskets as possible. But I think in order to be a championship caliber team and to build those habits, you have to be a well-balanced team. So you have to be good on not only offense but defense as well. And that's what we strive to do. I think that from the start of the season, you're striving for improvement each and every day. Second half of the season, you want to be playing your best basketball. And hopefully you're going to the playoffs playing your best.
It's interesting because we started this conversation, Tom, talking about the fact that, you know, the expectations this year won't be the same. But you as a coach, I mean, your expectations, I don't know how a coach, you know, this year is kind of wasted. I mean, I don't think that's the way you're going to approach this team, even though, as you point out, a lot of new faces, a lot of guys that, you know, some Bulls fans, I'm sure, don't know a whole hell of a lot about. But that's not the way you approach it. Oh, there really aren't that much expectations, so whatever happens, happens.
No, I think it's important, you know, not to skip any steps. And I think that you have to begin with the end in mind. So you're trying to build the right habits that will allow you to be successful down the road. How good the team is, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. But I like the makeup, and I think the possibilities are good.
How much input did you have in some of the veteran NBA names that were added to this roster? Redmanovic, Muhammad, Bellinelli, some of the more familiar names. Now Marko Jaric, you see, joining the team. Did you have a role, or did all of a sudden the roster land on your desk and you said, all right, this is what I got, and we'll coach it up?
Yeah, no, I mean, we all have say. You know, they ask me what I think about players. Their job is to select them and pick them. And they ask for my input, but they have final say on who we're bringing in. But we have a shared vision of the type of guys we want to bring in, and I'm excited about the group that we have.
Because you know Redmanovic is going to make you crazy. You know that. He makes everybody crazy. He makes everybody watching the game crazy. He makes every coach crazy. And I'm thinking, like, how is this guy going to coexist with Tom Thibodeau?
I think we're going to be fine. The fortunate part is he's been here for the better part of this month, so I've gotten to know him a little bit. But I think that, you know, if he could play 21 minutes a game for Phil, I think he'll be all right with me.
But Phil called him his favorite Martian.
There you go.
I like his skill set. I think that he can play two positions. He can play the three, the four. He can shoot the three. So I think he can create some issues. But I like the fact that he's been around too. And he's a better athlete than I think a lot of people recognize. So I think he'll be a big plus for us.
See, as we let you go, I don't think he makes you any crazier than some of the rest of them, because really, I think to do what you do, I think you have to be kind of crazy to start with. I mean, I was around NBA coaches for a long time, and Tom, I never walked away from one of them saying, you know, that guy's all right. I always said, that guy's crazy.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
And is Derek going to be around? I know sometimes injured players become sort of a cipher that, you know, they're there, there's a presence every once in a while, and other guys really want to be a part of things. And with all of their responsibilities, certainly that Derek has off the court now with his endorsement interests and with all the rehabbing he's going to do, how present is he going to be as a Bull before he comes back?
He's already been around a lot, you know, so he'll be here, you know, for all of the practices. The question will be, like, some of the road trips. If it's an extended trip, we may not bring him. If it makes more sense for him to stay here to do his rehab, then we'll do that. But he's he wants to be around his teammates. He's a great leader. You know, we're going to approach it by, you know, what's best for him and what's best for our team. So I think he'll be around for the most part.
And the last thing I have is you get a sense. I mean, we all seen these estimates, these guesstimates, Tom, about the, February, maybe March, whatever. Do you have a belief in your heart of hearts that before this season is over, you will see Derrick Rose back?
You know, I do, but I also, you know, I don't want him coming back until he's completely healthy. I think that's very important. I think he's on schedule. He's, you know, he's been great with his rehab. He's not ahead. He's not behind. He's right on schedule. So when he's ready to play, he'll play. And, you know, we're certainly not going to take any chances with it. I do think it's a good possibility.
Tom, congratulations again on the contract extension and best of luck with training camp and on into the season.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tom. All right. All right.
Tom Thibodeau, head coach of the Chicago Bulls, today announced a 4-year
contract
extension for him. It is certainly a celebratory media day for him.